Okay, here we go. Our 10 short ideas, part 8. Our learning should be in Tzchus for Shem Baruch Tzvi, Rifa Baskia, Shalgava Gabriela, Bas Shani Eliza, Psoch Shachal Yisrael. I just want to thank everyone for being able to learning and listening. And the word is to not just say over the ideas at the Seder table, but to be able to live them and to really make sure that they have an impact in our lives. Here we go. 10 ideas, excuse me, on Nirtza, and a couple added Pesach ideas at the end. So we are going to Nirtza. We say Lashana Abba B'Yushalayim. Ask Rav Saul Vaychik, why do we say Lashana Abba B'Yushalayim at the end of the Seder? And why do we say Lashana Abba at the end of Yom Kippur? Why specifically these two holidays? And says Rav Saul Vaychik, it's such a beautiful idea. He says at the end of the day, what are the two Yomim Tovim that are so most recognizable that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash? It's Pesach and it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur we can't do the Avodah of Yom Kippur. We're not doing all the Avodah of Yom Kippur because we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. And Pesach, we can't bring the Karban Pesach. So we specifically say Lashana Abba B'Yushalayim, specifically in these two places, as a plea and a tefillah to the Ribono Shel Olam, that we should be zochah to be able to bring the Karban Pesach, and we should be zochah to be able to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash. Lashana Abba B'Yushalayim. The second idea and the third idea are on the paragraphs called the song Kilo Na'e Kilo Ya'e. Says the Avodah Yisrael of Kushitzer Magid, why do we say Lecha Hashem Hamamlacha? Right, it says Lecha Hashem Hamamlacha. It truly says Lecha Hashem Hamalucha. What's Hamamlacha? What's the lashon of Hamamlacha? Says the Kushitzer Magid. He says, you want to know? He says Lecha. Everything that we have there, Baruch Hashem, is Lecha Hashem Hamamlacha. Gam zachasenu lahamlich aleinu memchahi. The fact is that we're able to crown you king. The fact is that we're able to be able to make you king again. That for even that we're thanking you. We're thanking l'cha Hashem hamlacha. We're even thanking you that we're able to be able to make you the melech. And this really goes well with the idea that we said on the part 7 of the idea from Rabbi Baruch of Mezhbrich and the Rishon of Zerebi ba'al kol Hashem anachnu modim lach. At the end of the day, Hashem, we thank you for everything, but the most thing we thank you for, that we're able to thank you. Ba'al kol Hashem anachnu modim lach. The third idea comes from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes says, we say in this paragraph, poida hamamlacha. Excuse me, poida kalacha. That he redeemed us like according to halacha. So says the Imre Emes, the son of the Sas Emes, the third Ger Rebbe. What's his lashon of poida kalacha? He said, quotes the Medrash that tells us, Shmos Rabba Perkei Tes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be zocha, to deserve to be zocha, to be brought out of Egypt. And therefore he gave us two mitzvahs, Pesach, Karim Pesach, and the mitzvah of Milah. And through this, we'll be zocha, be able to get out of Egypt, right? Po de kalacha, he redeemed us la kalacha. In the way, at the end of the day, he wanted to make sure that we deserved it, kalacha, in its straight way. Says the Imre Emes, and that's exactly what we're going to do in the future. Kadosh Baruch is also going to be po de kalacha, that when we deserve it, when we do what we need to do. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Alav Chazayin, Tzion b'mishpat tipode. How do you get Tzion to be b'mishpat? Tipode. How do you get Tzion to be tipode b'mishpat? It's got to be done. Everything kalacha kedin, and we have to do our part. Says the Sfas Emes. Also, actually, Sfas Emes is in. Sorry, the Sfas Emes, the Imre Emes' father, is found in Aldirhu. So we say in Aldirhu, Lamudhu. He's the one who teaches us. Lamudhu. What does that mean? Lamudhu. Says the Sfas Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem himself. He brings himself down into the Torah. He says, you want to come closer to the Baruch Hashem Sfas Emes? Lomerhu. Learn the Torah. If you learn the Torah, if you live the Torah, then you'll be zocha to be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because then this reminds me really of the Zohar. The Zohar tells us, at the end of the day, Kai saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah all one. When you learn Torah and you live Torah, you're becoming more godly. You're connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam, and that really goes well with Rav Meir Shapiro's vort. He says the Gematria of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole point of getting out of Egypt was for Nasa V'Nishma. The Gematria of Yetzias Mitzrayim is 891. The Gematria of Nasa V'Nishma is 891. So then we get to the question: why do we end off with the Seder with this Echad Miyodea? Before we get to Chai Gadya, why do we end off with Echad Miyodea? There's two answers that I heard. The first answer that I saw from Yitzchak Ardo of Belz, he says it's like a mushel. Someone has a whole storage house, but at the end of the day, you don't show up your storage house the entire year. There's one night a year you show up your storage. You show everyone where everything you keep and all your riches and where you get it from. Says the Belz Rebbe Yitzchak Ardo of Belz. That's exactly what's going on. After all the mitzvahs that we do, after all the nichnas yayin, after all the alakosos, we can't hold ourselves back from explaining where, everything that we have in our life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and everything, 11, 12, 13. Everything is the Rabbon Hashem. Everything comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes back to Torah. Everything comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shor says it in the sixth idea. He says a very similar idea. He says the whole point of the message of the Seder was to be able to realize Elechad Elokim Shvashmaim Va'aretz. Do you believe in their book? You believe in the Rabbon Hashem. The whole word of the Seder is for us to be able to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But then the whole, what does that mean? He took it out of Mitzrayim. It means to have emunah, to have faith in the Rabbon Hashem. So that's what it means. Echad Elokeinu, Echad Elokeinu Mishra Shemayim V'aretz. We know why we end off at Echad Meyodea, because Echad Meyodea Davka is all about seeing if we actually Seder and if we got the message. As my friend Rabbi Yosef Kosorla said, it's like the teacher giving that little paper at the end of class to make sure that the kids got it. I forgot the name of the Azraeli term, but like an envelope, to see if they got the whole point of the Yontif, or the whole point of the Seder. Moving on to the seventh idea from Ablabel Eger, he writes us a beautiful idea. Chagadia, Chagadia, Zaben Abba Bisezuzim. So if you just look at the words, Chagadia, Chagadia, Zaben Abba Bisezuzim, a kid, the father brought for two zuzim, a kid and a kid. Says Ablabel Eger, says that this Chagadia is talking all about Shabbos, it's also talking about Mila. He says that you think that at the end of the day, Shabbos is Zachar and Shamar, you think that Bris Mila is Priya, it's getting rid of the skin, and then it's Atara. At the end of the day, no, it's all one. The Chagadia, Chagadia, the Zaben Abba Bisezuzei Chagadia. You think it's the Zaben Abba Bisezuzei? You think it's Zachar and Shomer, the two different aspects? No, Chagadia, it's all one. The Arlo, the removal of the Arlo, and then the Atara, the Mila and the Prila, the cutting and then the removing, they're really all one. Zachar and Shomer, Mila and Prila. That's exactly what Chagadia is. Chagadia, Chagadia, the Zaben Abba Bisezuzei. The reason why I say this is because Baruch Hashem blessed us with a baby boy this past week, and I thought this very much tied in to a Shalom Zachar on Seder night. The Chagadia, Chagadia, Rav Kluger has a whole idea how Shabbos, Pesach, and Mila are all connected. You could see Yichud Shabbos too for that idea. The eighth idea, the Kedushas Levi, a beautiful idea. The Kedushas Levi says, what is the Lashon of Ashir Ashirim? Chassidim, and a lot of Jews have a minog after the Seder is over to not just go to sleep or say the whole story again, obviously to say the story. But to say Shir Hashirim, says the Kedushas Levi, what's the opening pasuk mean? Shir Hashirim, Asher L'Shlomo. Says the Kedushas Levi, Shir, we sing to the Rabbon Shalom, that we're Zoch Hashirim Asher L'Shlomo. That we're Zoch to be able to praise him with the words of Shlomo HaMelech. Shir, we sing to the Rabbon Shalom, Hashirim Asher L'Shlomo. That we're able to praise him with the song of Shir Hashirim. And we know the whole song of Shir Hashirim is all about talking about the love, the tremendous love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael and the tremendous love we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani ledoidi, ledoidi li. Which moves us to the ninth idea, and how can I not say this for it? I'm not sure if we said it before, but we'll say it again because it really talks about where the essence of what Pesach is all about. The Kedushas Levi says, in the Pasuk in Parshas Bava, Amartam Zerach Pesach Hu LaHashem. Why is it that Pesach is Chol Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos? This is probably one of the most famous ideas on Pesach. Says the Kedushas Levi, the Gemara says in Brachos and Dafheyam and Aleph, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, and we, the Jews, wear tefillin. What's written in Hashem's tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael. Who is like the Jewish people? What's written in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. In our tefillin, we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in Hashem's tefillin, He praises us. That's the whole essence of a Pesach. The whole essence of Shir Hashirim is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I'm to my beloved, my beloved is to me. As in, I saw another word from Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson. He said, the more you're Ani L'Dodi, the more you come closer to the Rabbon Hashem, then the more Dodi Li, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will want to come close to you. But that's really the whole word, to be able to look for the good in your life from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there for you as well. That's Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach. And finally, the tenth and final idea, and I think this is very Lamaisa, this is a Ben Adam L'Chaveo plea, a message, and something that I struggle with, and something that I think we have to be very, very careful about, as I saw in the Svarim of the Beis Avram, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Kol Godol Mechaver Yetzer Godol Himenu. The greater a person is, the greater the Yitzhara. But, says the Beis Avram, he says, Kol Godol doesn't only apply to people, it also applies to time. The greater the time, the greater the danger. Meaning, the greater the Kedusha, the greater the Yitzhar is going to want to be able to come and try to make something, make people upset and yell at each other, this and that. So we have to be careful. Everything we do on Pesach and Erev Pesach, those are very, very holy times. make sure to be able to do it, menuchas nefesh, and don't let the Yitzhar get us distracted. And this is the tenth and final idea. Rav Yonatan Eibshitz, beautiful idea, says, you know, the Medrash says that Paro told his astrologist, told the Paro, don't be mishabed Shevet Levi. Make sure Shevet Levi doesn't work. They said, Paro said, why? Because Shevet Levi, we see that the Savior is going to come from Shevet Levi. So that's why Shevet Levi, Moshe and Aaron, are able to come back and forth whenever they wanted. Asked of Yonatan Eibshitz, then what's the deeper message here? What's going on? Yonatan Eibshitz said that the Egyptians didn't realize that even though Shevet Levi was going to be putter from the Sheba Mitzim Tram, the 210 years, but at the fact is they're going to see the brothers and sisters working their tails off every single day. When a Jew sees in trouble, even if they're not in trouble, but they see their brother and sister in trouble, they care for them. They go out of their way, even if it doesn't affect them. So at the end of the day, that's the message of Pesach, to be able to help as much as we can. And Simcha, as Lubavitch Rebbe said, when someone came over to him, why do Chabad Shlichim go all over the world and go where no one else is? Says Lubavitch Rebbe, he quoted the pasuk by Moshe. Right, Moshe looked this way and he looked that way. Vayar ki einish, right? He looked, he saw there was no man. He said, "You have to step up," and that's the whole idea. It says of Yonatan Eibshitz, where the Egyptians got it wrong. They said the Levim, we saw the Savior is going to come from Shevet Levi. Maybe they're not going to want to get involved. So let's not get them upset at us. But then he realized that a Jew's core is a care. We care for every single person. So let's just review these 10 final ideas from part number 8. We started off with the idea from the Rav. Why do we say the Shana Avav Yerushalayim? Because these are the two holidays where it's most apparent, most recognizable that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. Avodas Yom Kippur and the Karman Pesach. So we daf end of Yom Kippur and Pesach, the Shana Avav Yerushalayim, to tell the Baruch Hashem and plead with Hashem. Next week we Zochet, but they bring the Karman Pesach and do the Avodas Yom Kippur. 2 and 3 is in Kilo Noya, Kilo Ya'a, the Avodas Yisrael says, what does this mean, L'cha Hashem HaMlacha? That we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're even able to be part of the Malucha. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're able to thank Him to be Melech. And Imre Emes says it on here, Poda Ka'alacha, you redeem us Ka'alacha. What does this mean, Poda Ka'alacha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvahs, the Pesach, the Amilah, so there will be Zocha, and we would feel that we actually deserved it. And says the Imre Emes, that's exactly what's going to be in Yeshaya Av Chazayin, Tzion B'mishpat Tipada. The only one who knows how to get Tipada is God has to be B'mishpat, we have to be able to be deserving. And so Fasemes, the fourth idea is, what does Lamar Hu mean? Lamar Hu means Kavayacha. You want to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam, it's Dafka through Limud, it's Dafka through the Torah. You want to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam, you learn Torah. And that's from Meir Shapiro, you see it sometimes in 891, Nasa Benishmas 891. The fifth idea and the sixth idea is, why do we end off really the second to last thing? Why do we end off Echa Miodeya? The fifth idea is the Sarkhado of the Bells. It says, after all the mitzvahs and after all the yayin, we megala our panemius, we megala everything in our lives, the one, everything, every number we see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, is all the Rabbono Shalom. And we have to express it, and we have to express it good. Rav Shor says it's really the test, really the litmus test to see if we got the entire point of the night, to be able to see Kodesh Baruch in your life, is Echa Elokinu Shabbat Shemaim of Aretz. The seventh idea is Reb Leibolo of the Chagaya Chagara Dezaben Abba Bisre Zuzay Chagaya. You think it's Bisre Zuzay, you think it's Shomer V'Zachar, you think it's Milan Priya. However, it's really Chadu, it's really Chagaya Chagaya. Zachar and Shomer are connected, Milan Priya connected, and Shabbos and Mila really also connected as well. That's for another time. The eighth idea from the Kedushas Leibolo is, what is the loss of Shir Shirim Hashel Shlomo, that we shear, that we sing to the Rabbono Shom. Hashir Masher Hashel Shlomo. We sing to the Rabbono Shom, that we'll be able to zocha to sing. Right? So the Allah Kol Hashem Anachnim. We think Hashem, they're even able to think. And the ninth idea we said from the Kedushas Levi as well, Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos, why the two ideas, why the two names? Because the Kedush Baruch Hu looks for the good in us, we look for the good in Him. Chag HaPesach refers to the Kedush Baruch Hu passing over our homes and not killing the Jewish firstborns. Chag HaMatzos, the Kedush Baruch Hu looks for the good in us. That's why the Gemara says in Brachos, Hashem He praises us in His tefillin, we praise Him in our tefillin. And the tenth and final idea, Rav Yonatan Eibshitz's message, that the Levium wouldn't have to work. Because the Egyptians said that the Levium would be the savior, but they didn't realize, says Rav Yonatan Eibshitz, that when a Jew's in trouble, it doesn't matter if they're not in it. If they see their brother and sister in it, they step up and they rise to the occasion. And that's the Lubavitch Rebbe idea, Vayar Ki Yenish, Moshe Rabbeinu was dafka, the leader of Klai Yisrael, because he saw there was no man stepping up. Vayar Ki Yenish, he looked this way and he looked like there's no one stepping up. Hashem should bless us to be able to deliver these messages, to deliver these messages of the Shana Haba, as Hashem, to live with these messages of tremendous takaras, the tov of Liman Torah, specifically during Pesach, when the whole Welt is not learning in yeshiva, we step up our Liman, especially with these long afternoons of Yontif. We zoche mitzvah to be able to get the message of the whole point of the Seder is Echad al Kiddush Bashmaim v'aretz. Be able to sing and thank the Rabbanu Shema at the end of the Seder, and to look for the good He gives us in our lives, and finally be able to help out as much as possible. To remember the message of Pesach is one of Aves Yisrael and Achdus and Midos and Derech Eretz and caring as much as we can for each other. Hashem should bless us. And I also want to personally thank the Yenish Shel Torah for most of the vorts that we got from this year of Tashanayin Ches. Thank you very much to the Yenish Shel Torah. Shuzoch Hamed Hashem to be next year, so giving the current Pesach in Yishlam Yakodesh, meaning even the Zachim, the Pesach, as Hashem Yisbarach.